All right, everybody, welcome back to the Heath Barn. Hope we've had a great day. This episode, first one here in about a week and a half. Sorry about that, but been busy. Moving forward, we'll see, hopefully get back on the same schedule, but just enjoy this one. It is Trivia Time, St. Louis Cardinals edition. My wife is in here with me. We have a little small talk. Talk about the Cardinals a little bit. Talk about Illinois a little bit for the first few minutes. And then there is a book that my mother-in-law got for me, St. Louis Cardinals Trivia. My wife goes through, asks me questions, see how I do. Spoiler alert, pretty doggone good, if I do say so myself. So, hope you enjoy the episode. There's laughs as always. Thank you for listening, and get it! Howdy! Episode 121. Don't know what the title is yet, but I know that the gist of it is going to be... Well, first of all, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody! It's baseball season!
That's right.
And it's just going swimmingly.
Oh, yeah.
The gist of this episode is my mother-in-law got me this Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals trivia book or whatever, mm-hmm. Correct?
She did.
And she, this is all her idea, so if this episode sucks.
It's on you.
Yeah.
Karen.
And if I don't do a very good job answering the questions, then that means the questions are most likely stupid.
Okay. Good to know.
Because, I'm just kidding. But she got this book. She said she thought it'd be a good episode. So Mandy is going to ask me Cardinal trivia questions. We'll see how I do.
Absolutely.
Yes. Before we get into that, she's worn out.
Long day.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is the first episode we've done in like a week and a half or something like that. I was thinking maybe moving forward doing just once a week and then like a bonus episode if something's on my mind. And I want to get one out like right away. 2 week is fine, but it was like, you know, I came out here a lot of times just having to think of something and then just doing it.
I think one a week is very doable.
But then if I have... something on my mind, I want to do like a bonus one. But having said all that, I might change my mind and put another one out Thursday, you know, like I've always done Mondays and Thursdays. So we'll see. But, I know we're going to be, fairly busy for the next several weeks. Wouldn't you agree?
We got a little league going on.
Oh, well, yeah, but just lots of stuff. We're busy. So, I'll put them out as often as we can. But this one is already, we're up and running, and it is going to be St. Louis Cardinals trivia. And if I get them right, you're going to be, wow, that's awesome. If I get them wrong, I'm probably going to get mad and hopefully be entertaining enough for you by things I say out of frustration.
Oh, you'll get mad.
speaking of getting mad, Cardinals are 9-13 this year. Identical record to last year at this time. Here's what I think. The defense has been very good. I'm going to try to be positive. Defense has been very good. Relief pitching has been good for the most part. Starting pitching, Michaelis has been trash. Gibson and Matz each had one like bad start. But besides that, the starting pitching's been fairly good. Sonny Gray has been outstanding so far in his three starts. Lance Lynn has been very good. Now, as I say that, I think it's the second inning when we came out here and we're already down 2-0 and he's pitching, but his ERA was like 2.31, I think, going into tonight, so he's been fine.
Is he the big guy?
He's the big guy.
Okay. I wasn't sure about that.
And then, so honestly, The worst one by far is the one that we've had for a long time. Michaelis, he's been not good. So, but what's killing him is no bats. Now, it's early, blah, blah, blah. So hopefully they'll turn it around. Goldie's been really, really bad. I was comforted today because in Derek Gould's chat, he put up what Goldie's numbers were in 2022 at this point in the season after 21 games, and they are like almost identical to what they are now. So that gives you some hope. He just hadn't been hitting the ball hard though. So I don't know. Hopefully he'll turn it around. The track record's there, obviously. So what's a little more concerning to me is like Jordan Walker has been really bad. Really bad. And it drives me nuts because it's like his see, wifey's just kind of sitting here. Just
okay.
She's letting me go. She's just letting me go.
Let her rip.
Let me go. His front foot's always point toward third base, and he rolls over on everything. Or, I mean, it's like just if the ball's outside, he doesn't take a little step toward the ball and try to hit the other way. I mean, it's just like stuff that you'd think somebody would be like, hey, It's not good. It's not good. So he has, everybody was hoping he'd take a step forward, and hopefully he's still well, but he's been really bad so far. And he's only 21, so it's like, you know, do you send him down and let him try to work on some stuff before he comes back up? Who knows? At this point, who knows? It just feels like, Gorman's been bad. Really everybody except Contreras, Herrera, Lars has hit decent. Wynn is the one I should have said first. He's been our best player, really.
Donovan's
been all right. He was hitting like 215 going into tonight, but you know that he's going to be fine because he's just a gamer. He's a baller. But and so is Goldie and Arenado. But, you know, you just worry about the age. Not with Arenado as much as Goldie, but I think Goldie will be fine. He's gotten off to a lot of slow starts, but we shall see, though, because 9-13 is 9-13. They're already 6 games out of first place, for the love of Pete. But, you know, I don't feel I don't know how I felt last year. I don't remember it. Last year, I just kept on thinking, surely they'll turn around, surely they'll turn around, surely they'll turn it around.
And Ollie last year.
True. But this year, it's just, I don't know. I mean, just wait and see. Hope they get going. But it's not good. They've hit 13 homers as a team all year, and I don't even want to say Tyler O'Neill's got 7 on his own, but he also had like a collision out in the outfield, and I think he got a little concussion. So that's not an injury like he had with us. But again, your Baders and your Carlsons and your Newt Bars and your O'Neills and everything. It's like like I said, Dylan Carlson last spring training game, that play didn't look that terrible. And here we are a month later and it's still like, well, he's starting to do some self toss, you know, it's just whatever. I mean, so these injuries, any time you hear these guys get a little nicked up and it's like, just chalk it up like, well, it's going to be 6 weeks at least until we even start talking about him again. That's how it feels for some of these guys. So I'm wandering around. But anyways, 13 homers for the Cardinals as a team is last in the league. They're like bottom of the league in like all offensive categories right now. So yippee. But 9-13 this year is like everybody, like it's just like the negativity from last year is just kind of spilled over. Mm-hmm. And that's not good. That's not good. They don't want to talk about last year, and that's fine, but then don't have the same crappy record that you had last year if you don't want people to talk about it. How about that?
Yeah.
Illinois, switching gears. Orlando Antigua is coming back. He is the number, he'll be like the top assistant. It's one of the top paid assistants in the country. So that's good news for us. Luke Goody transferred out today. So Stevie won't like that.
No, he won't. He will not.
She backs up and she's.
My back hurts. I don't like hunching. Her.
Yeah. So Goody's transferring. I mean, it's going to be like just an entirely new squad next year, but that's the portal. That's how it works. But Antigua's coming in there. They already got like four new transfers coming in, and there's like at least three scholarships left, four now if Goody left, so it's going to be crazy what happens. But I know that Antigua coming back is people see as a very, very positive thing. So that's exciting. All right, so those noises you hear, it's her trying to work on the mic here. Let's see what we got going here.
That okay?
Oh, yeah. So, I'm in trivia. We'll get my trivia face on.
Oh, yeah. You're ready.
All right. So, here's what we'll do. You name the... There's, like, chapters in this book or mm-hmm. whatever. So, she kind of named the title of some of the chapters, and I was like, nah, yeah, okay. So, there's a few of them that I said were fine. What was the first one that I said was fine?
Jerseys and numbers. And this quiz has... Let's see how many questions are in there. About...
Whereabouts, as they say. 20, probably.
20, yeah, okay. probably 20 per chapter.
All right, well, we'll just try maybe do like two or three chapters. Okay.
Okay.
But let's see how we're going here and see how...
Okay.
This I can already tell this one's going to have like a little... I'll try not to get frustrated and say bad words.
Yes,
please. I'll do my best. Please. Okay.
All right. Question number one. The St. Louis Perfectos team colors were pink and purple. True or false?
Okay. This book's terrible. Is there anything from this century?
Just answer that.
True. Okay. False. Come on. All right.
Keep score.
You know what they should have said? The St. Louis Perfectos are a thing. Yeah, true or false?
No kidding. That's true.
Okay.
Okay. Number two. Which number is not retired by the St. Louis Cardinals as of the end of 2019?
Oh, okay.
I've got multiple choice.
All right, bring it.
A1, B6, C16, D45.
C. You don't have to look. Okay.
Number three, the St. Louis Brown stockings colors were brown and white. True or false?
True.
Correct.
Sucker!
Okay, number four, what uniform number does pitcher Adam Wainwright wear for the 50. Cardinals? Correct.
The amateur hour.
Number
St. Louis Perfectos. You go from St. Louis Perfectos to what numbers? Adam Wainwright. Okay.
And you had multiple choice and you didn't need it. Number five. F-F&A. What uniform number did Lou Brock wear
20.
As a member of the Cardinals?
20.
So, okay. C. Correct. Six. Who most recently had his number retired by the Cardinals? I can give you a list if you want it.
Sure. Because it's, I don't know what the...
A. Stan Musial. B. Whitey Herzog. C. Ken Boyer, or D, Tony La Russa?
La Russa?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, no Cardinals player has ever worn the uniform number 0. True or false?
False. So, Taguchi. So, Taguchi. Or 99. What the hell am I thinking? I think I'm wrong. Austin Dean wore it 0. What is it?
It's false.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you Austin Dean wore it.
You have the wrong.
I had
Kerry
a brain.
Kerry Robinson wore it in
2002. Kerry Robinson wore it, then Austin Dean wore it.
2002.
Yeah. I had a complete brain fart. Taguchi was 99. I apologize for that.
Who is the only.
Strike that from the record. Okay, go ahead.
Who is the only Cardinals.
Getting pumped over here. I'm interrupting her on purpose. Just okay.
Who is the only Cardinals player ever to wear number 99?
The Gooch.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, see?
Number nine. Which former Cardinals legend had his number 17 retired
Dizzy
by
Dean.
The team? Correct. 10. The Cardinals logo featuring a cardinal perched on a baseball bat was first adopted back in 1922. True or false?
True.
True. Mm-hmm. Number 11. What are the St. Louis Cardinals' official team colors? Official team colors. A. Cardinal red, baby blue, and sunshine yellow. B. Perfecto brown, scarlet red, blue, yellow, and white. C. Cardinal red, midnight navy blue, yellow, and white. Or D, scarlet, red, midnight, navy, blue, yellow, and white?
I'm going to act like I listened to all that, and I'm going to go with, what was D again?
Scarlet, red, midnight, navy, blue, yellow, and white.
It's not that one.
C, cardinal, red, midnight, navy, blue, yellow, and white.
Midnight, navy. Let's go with that one.
C.
Yeah. Wait. Nope. Is it, am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, number 12. Who was the first cardinal to have his uniform number retired by the team? A, Stan Musial, B, Ozzie Smith, C, Bruce Sutter, or D, August Bush?
It's either Musial or Augie.
Go with one. Pick one.
Don't you... Musial?
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? That's probably not even close. That's a huge brain fart on my part.
In 1963.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yes, that was stupid for
me
to even
think. From 1921 to 1922, the Cardinals debuted a font so large that the C would be under one armpit while the S under the other armpit. This made it look like each of the players' jerseys said Ardinal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or false?
True.
Yeah, it's true. I'm sitting this down now.
Yeah, just put your mouth right.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Let me see here. What jersey number did Jim Edmonds wear as a Cardinal? 15. Okay, hang on. I'm looking this a little bit.
You don't have to look on that one. It's right.
Okay. Let's turn the page, though. Okay. Number 15 is, what jersey number did Mark McGwire wear as a Cardinal?
25.
Do I need to look?
Nope.
16. What jersey number does Yadier Molina currently wear for the Cardinals, or did currently wear?
4.
Okay.
Karen, you need to get me an updated version of this.
17. Pitcher Bob Gibson wore 3 different uniform numbers over his 17 seasons with the Cardinals. Which one of these numbers below did he not wear?
Oh, crap. Oh, I thought he wore 45 the whole time.
A, 12. B, 31, C, 45, D, 58.
Which one did he not wear?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with 58.
Okay, hang on. What number was that? 17. It was 12.
All right.
Okay, 18. What jersey number did Dave Eckstein wear as a Cardinal?
Old Dave.
3, 11, 22, or 4?
I should know that immediately, but I was thinking 3, but now I'm thinking 22, 11. Shit, those all sound kind of... Man, this is bad. I should know this. Unless, let me try to picture that. 22?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I just, you know.
What jersey did pitcher Mark Mulder?
Yes, 31.
I'll give you the choices. A, 20, B, 30, C, 10, D, 40.
Oh, okay. 30. It's 30.
Yeah. Okay, last one on this section.
Get my skis there. Okay.
What jersey number did pitcher Jason Isringhausen wear as a Cardinal?
44.
Correct. Okay, that's into that first round.
18 out of 20.
Good job. Hey, yo.
Okay. Okay.
Next section we're going to do is statistically speaking.
Okay, now this is all going to depend on...
what era and stuff.
Yeah, but, you know...
Excuse me. Hold on.
I'm leaving it in. Bless you.
Okay.
Bless you, bless you. Okay.
Question number one. Stan Musial holds the St. Louis Cardinals franchise record for the most home runs. How many did he hit?
Oh, shit. Okay.
400? 475?
Yeah. There we go.
445? 501?
475.
Correct. Pitcher Bob Gibson has the most wins in St. Louis Cardinals franchise history with 251. True or false?
True.
Mm-hmm. Number 3. How many appearances have the Cardinals made in the playoffs? 24, 19. This is as of I think this is 2019 was in this.
Okay. So
I'm not sure, but 24, 19, 12 or 29.
How many times I've just been in the postseason, period?
Mm-hmm.
What was it again?
24, 19, 12, or 29.
29.
Mm-hmm. Number 4. Which former Cardinals batter holds the single season record for strikeouts with 167 in the year 2000? Goldschmidt, McGuire, Edmonds, or Langford?
167 strikeouts in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it could be any of the... Well, no, it's not going to be... Damn, McGuire in 2000 was like going downhill fast. So he probably struck out a lot. Edmonds always strikes out a lot, and so does Langford. That's tough. I'll just say McGuire. Edmonds, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it! I should have got that right.
Which pitcher has the most strikeouts in Cardinal franchise history with a whopping 3,117? Wainwright, Lynn, Dizzy Dean, or Bob Gibson?
Gibson.
Yep. I know this one.
Well.
Blank, number six. Blank has the most stolen bases in Cardinals franchise history with 888.
Lubbock.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven. Jason Isringhausen holds the record for most saves in Cardinals history with 217. True or false?
True.
Mm-hmm. Number eight. Who is the Cardinals' all-time winningest manager? Charles Comiskey.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Mike Matheny. Branch Rickey or Tony La Russa?
La Russa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which player holds the Cardinals franchise record for home runs in a single season with 70?
I thought for sure that it was I can't see Mark McGuire. It's already
we've already beat that, haven't we?
Huh?
Oh, his was all time. Was Pujols his all-time.
Yeah, McGuire hit 70 in a season. Okay. Nobody's breaking. Okay. I was going to name. Right. I couldn't even come up with a good, like, utility player from the 80s. Or Jim Lindemann. Just kidding. Okay.
Who holds the single-season Cardinals records for hits with 250? Hornsby, Musial, Medwick, or Bottomley?
Woo! Let's go Hornsby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Booyah! That dude is underrated in the annals.
I just like the fact of that his first name
baseball history.
Rogers. I think it's a cool first name.
It is. Rogers Hornsby.
Who? Okay, number
11. You know his great grandson is. I'm not making this up.
Bruce Hornsby.
Yes, and I'm not making it up.
We'll see about
that. Look it up. Look it up later.
I think you've told me that before, and I know you're lying.
Okay.
Number 11.
That's just the way it is.
Who?
Things will never be the same.
I'm not a fan. Yeah.
All right.
11.
I have this memory. I love interrupting her. Just kidding. I have this memory going home. Terre Haute, Grandma Heath driving. Brother brought a Bruce Hornsby tape. Put in the Cadillac on the way home. Like, Grandma, you like it?
No, not really.
Like she's like, I can't understand anything he's saying. And she's right. I couldn't
she's
either.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Very talented fellow, though. Okay.
Who holds the single season Cardinals record for double plays grounded into? Molina, Holiday, Freeze, or Pujols?
It's either Yadi or Albert. Albert.
Hang on. I'm going to make sure I said them all. Who? Okay. No, it's Yadi, Matt Holiday, Freeze, or Pujols. Who'd you say?
Let's go with Albert.
Okay.
Yadi.
Holiday.
For the Cardinals? The most double plays grounded into?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have thought that.
Give him some credit. Give the man some credit.
Why is he... Hey, grounding into double plays. That means...
Is that bad?
Oh. Holy crap.
See, I bring the humor.
Grounding into double plays, which means he hits it and there's a double play. Which is two outs by the opposition.
Oh.
Double play. Like,
Hey, sorry, Holiday. My bad. If you're listening...
Sorry. Give the man some credit.
You're still my favorite.
He grounded into the most double plays in the history of the Cardinals.
You're still my all-time favorite. Okay. Ozzie Smith holds the record for the most sacrificed flies in all-time franchise history. True or false?
Ozzie Smith, most sack flies in the franchise history? That's false.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think it is?
Who had the most sack flies in history? Well, hell, I don't know. It could be Albert, probably, or
It's Yachty.
Really?
Okay. Who threw the most wild pitches in Cardinals franchise history with 111? Bob Gibson, Jesse Haynes.
Pop Haynes.
Yeah, now I know. Now that you said that from those cards. Silver King or Jumbo McGinnis? What's the name?
Gibson. But Jumbo McGinnis. Some bitch. Well, because Gibson, really, he wasn't that wild. He was just effectively, like, he'd buzz the tower, but he knew what he was doing. He had really good control. Okay.
Who holds the Cardinals single-season record for most triples with 29? Stan Musial, Perry Werdin.
Okay.
Roger Connor or Tom Long?
Holy ball. 29 triples in a season. It's got to be way back in the day. Say those again, please.
Stan Musial.
Did you say Tommy Chong?
No, stop. Stan Musial, Perry Werdin.
Okay. Perry, I can't get a word in. Edgewise.
I feel him. Roger Connor or Tom Long?
I will just say this. When we're on this podcast, it's like I make up for lost time. Because
okay, I know. Let's just keep it moving.
Perry Werdin. I don't think it's him. No. I don't think it's Tommy Chong.
It's Perry Werdin.
Is it? I wasn't done guessing yet.
Oh, I just thought you said.
We'll go with I said Perry Werdin.
Go with that. Okay. I'll give you that one. Number 15. Which hitter has the most walks in Cardinals franchise history with 1,599? Musial, Pujols, Ozzie Smith, Enos Slaughter.
It's got to be either Pujols or Musial. Musial?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Albert didn't walk like a super big amount.
Which Cardinals hitter holds the all-time franchise record for strikeouts with 1,469? Matt Carpenter, Julian Javier, Lou Brock, or Ray Lankford?
Ooh. That's a tough one. 1,469. So they would have had to play. Did you say 1,469?
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're striking out 140 times for 10 years. So say those guys again.
Carpenter, Julian Javier, Matt Carpenter, Julian Javier, Lou Brock, Ray Lankford.
Holy cow. Lankford.
Lou Brock.
I should have said that because he played there forever.
Okay, number 17. Stan Musial has the most hits, singles, doubles, and triples in franchise history. True or false?
Stan does?
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yep. Stan Musial has the most plate appearances in Cardinals franchise history with, I'll give you some numbers, 10,721.
Mm-hmm.
12,721.
Oh, I have to guess the number.
11,721 or 13,721.
C.
B. 12,721.
Doggone it. Okay.
Okay, 19. Which pitcher holds the Cardinals franchise record for most saves in a single season with 48? Jason Isringhausen, Lee Smith, Ryan Franklin, or Trevor Rosenthal?
It'll be Rosenthal.
You're right.
Yes.
2015. Okay.
Went through the old Matheny wood chipper, and that was...
That's right.
Then he had to basically get a bunch of surgeries, and he can't stay in the league now. Okay.
Okay, number 20. Bob Gibson has the most wins, losses, strikeouts, complete games, and shutouts in Cardinals franchise history. True or false?
Let's go true.
Yep. Very good.
Okay, let's do one more.
All right. We're going to do the awards section.
Okay. So far I've only missed, well, I haven't done, a couple of those were brutal, but 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I've got 33 out of 40.
Very good. All right, we'll see how you do on this one. Number one, who is the only Cardinal pitcher besides Bob Gibson to win a Cy Young Award?
Chris Carpenter.
Correct. Your fave.
He's a stud. We need more Chris Carpenters in this clubhouse.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No Cardinals manager has ever won the National League Manager of the Year Award. True or false?
Well, it depends when that was because Mike Schilt won it. But I'm gonna say false.
Correct. Whitey Herzog, Tony La Russa, and Mike Schilt have received.
There we go. I figured Whitey and La Russa did too, but I knew that Schilt did. Okay.
Who is the only Cardinals player to win a Platinum Glove Award? He has won four. Yachty, Jim Edmonds, Ozzie, or Pujols?
Yachty.
Grit.
Arenado won one, but that was before he was... This is from before
he was... Okay. I remember him winning one. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were there when he got...
We were. It was awesome. Or all the gold gloves. Remember that? Was it the night where, like, that's when we, like, Bader got one, O'Neill got one?
Yeah. And they brought out the Clydesdales that night.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Which Cardinal most recently won the NL Rookie of the Year Award as of the end of the 2019 season? Wally Moon, Bake McBride, Todd Worrell, or Pujols?
Pujols.
Correct. How many Gold Glove Awards did Ozzie Smith win during his career? 11, 2, 6, or 12?
11, 2, 6, or 12?
Mm-hmm.
12.
11.
Ozzie only won 11?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Which Cardinal won the World Series MVP award in 2011? Molina or Yachty, David Freese, Albert Pujols, or Matt Holliday?
Freese.
Yep. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
No Cardinals player has ever won a Hank Aaron Award. True or false?
False.
Correct. Albert Pujols, 2003 and 2009. Wrong one. Which Cardinals player was named the DHL Hometown Hero, voted by MLB fans as the most outstanding player in franchise history? Yachty, Ozzie, Stan Musial, or Bob Gibson?
Musial.
Yep.
Cha-cha-cha.
How many NL Triple Crowns did Bruce Horns? Now you got me saying Bruce Horns. Rogers.
Five and dime.
Roger Thornsby win.
They don't want something like we do. What?
How many triple crown, NL triple crowns, did Roger Thornsby win? Zero, one, two, or three?
Triple crowns. I don't know if he hit enough homers. Great player. Unbelievable. No, he won batting titles a bunch, but I don't know about the homers and RBIs. So it's 0, 1, 2, or 3?
Yep.
Did Rogers Hornsby ever win a triple crown? I'm going to say 0, but I'm thinking 2. Is it 2?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm good. I'm taking it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which Cardinal was named the NLCS MVP in 2013? John Jay, Adam Wainwright, Carlos Beltran, or Michael Wacha?
That'd be Beltran, I believe.
Waka.
Shoot. Oh, yeah. Dang it. Should have known that.
Which Cardinal won the 1967 NL MVP award? Ken Boyer, Orlando Cepeda?
That's him. It's him. That's the answer. It's Cepeda.
It is. Mark McGwire never won a Silver Slugger award during his career with the Cardinals. True or false?
It's got to be false. Silver Slugger, that's just the best... First baseman, hitting first baseman.
Yeah, he won it in 98. Yeah. Mark, nope, I'm reading the same one again. Which Cardinal was named World Series MVP in 2006?
Eckstein. Roland got screwed.
Okay. That's true. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which Cardinals player has never won an MLB Heart and Hustle Award?
Oh, boy.
David Eckstein, Harrison Bader, Albert Pujols, or Yadier Molina?
Bader?
Nope, it's Yachty.
Dang it.
How many Golden Glove Awards did Jim Edmonds win as a member of the St. Louis Cardinals? 2, 4, 6, or 9?
6.
Right, consecutively from 2000 to 2005.
Yeah, I think he's got 8 altogether, so.
No Cardinals player has ever won the Home Run Derby. True or false?
True.
Correct. Which Cardinals pitcher won a Silver Slugger Award in 2017? Wainwright, Lynn, Wacha, or Rosenthal?
Wainwright.
Yep. Which Cardinal was named World Series MVP more than once? Eckstein, Gibson, Freese, or Daryl Porter?
Gibson.
Mm-hmm. 1964 and 1967.
Abuyaka.
Okay. How many Gold Glove Awards has Yachty won so far in his career as of 2019? 3, 6, 9, or 11?
9.
Right. And the last question. Mark McGwire won the National League MVP award in 1998. True or false?
False.
Who won it?
Sosa.
Yep.
I got 50 out of 60.
Nice job. That was good.
Look at that, see.
That was fun. We knew, well, we can do this one again because there's a lot more chapters.
There are. I also
Goodbye, Mom. Good job. Not goodbye, but good purchase, Mom.
Get a more recent one next time. Sorry.
Stop. That was fun. I like the old questions. That's kind of neat.
Oh yeah, they're great. You, what was the one? Well. Warden? What? Yeah, there Warden. Were a few that
Perry
were,
Warden.
Perry Warden.
Oh, Perry Warden.
Warden, I want my own cell. Sorry.
That's what they always said to him.
Well, me, myself, and Irene line there. It's a very quotable movie.
It is. Very.
Another one I like to do, I used to be exceptional at this, but it's been a long time. But it'd be fun to do now because it's been like 30 years later. But I used to know, like, on the back of basketball cards, I was very good at, like, when I was young, I knew what, like, every college that, every basketball card, like, on the back, but I knew the college they went to. So we should try that sometime.
That'd
and see if my brain still remembers that stuff. Be a good test for the old noggin.
It would be. It'd be good times.
Yeah, but, well.
That was nice.
If you're a Cardinal fan, hopefully, see if you compare with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we say in the house when Stevie's making pretending to make little videos, leave a comment.
Oh, yeah.
Like and subscribe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get the video in again here sometime soon, too. But we both look. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I was just joking. But I don't feel like I'm presentable.
I'm definitely not presentable.
Yeah, stop. Okay, nothing's good going to come out of this, so I'll just move on.
Downhill.
Yeah.
Fast.
Okay, well, the next one hopefully will be Thursday if something pops up. If not, it'll either be Thursday or Monday. We'll either stick with the 2 a week or maybe slow down to once a week and then have a little bonus one here and there, but I don't know. We'll decide. We're going to be
time will tell.
We're going to be busy here the next few weeks. That's right. But hopefully you enjoyed this one. Thank you for listening, and that's that.